Okay, but we're gonna learn, get a little, our feet wet into a mini sugi over here, giving a break from shlichus a little bit, and let's take a look at the Gemara quickly on daf mem gimel amud aleph. So itmar rav amar shlich nasa ei debei rav shila omar ein shliach nasa ei. My time of debei rav shila ilema mishum delo amar le havali aid elameata. So maybe you have to identify your Eidim. Maybe you need Yichud Eidim. So that's true. Elame'ata kidesh isha bifnei shnayim velo amar lahem atem eidai hachanami delo havi kidushay. It's not true. So the Gemara establishes rule number one is you do not have to say atem eidai. You need eidai kidushin, but when you have a kidushin and you don't, you have two witnesses, even if you didn't designate them as your witnesses, it's good. So what then are they arguing about? Ella Rava Amar Shliach Nasa Eid. Why? Alume Ka Ma'alimna Lemilse. And the Beirav Shila Amar Ein Shliach Nasa Eid came to Amar Mar Shubusham Kamoso Havale Kigufe. Okay, so here you have, we've seen this Gemara before, but you have a machlokas between Rav and Beirav Shila whether a Shliach can be an Eid, Shliach Ke'eid, according to Rav, the halacha is, can be an aid. According to Rav Shila, a shliach cannot be an aid. And the Gemara's argument why a shliach cannot be an aid is because shlucho shel adam kamoso, and therefore what? And therefore kikufei damya. Kikufei damya. I would not want to say, I was speaking to who? Speaking to one of you, and you said, came to me and said, well, what's the machlokas over here? And someone just flippantly says, oh, Rav Shila says, Shuche Shalom Kamoso, and Rav says, Shuche Shalom Eino Kamoso. And that was Binyamin Werner Shlita. And I said, I'm not really comfortable with that. I'm not really comfortable with that at all, because everyone says on some level or another, Shuche Shalom Kamoso. So, like, It's more than that. It's a little more subtle than that. You need to finesse it a little more than that. And in fact, Rav Shila gives you a clue. Because shlucho shel adam kamoso, therefore kegufei damya. And I would say that Rav, who holds shlucho shel adam kamoso also, but it doesn't get to the point of kegufei damya. And that needs to be defined. And I would like to suggest tupshat. Pshat number one, we're going to call on ETF to offer pshat number one. And this is going back to our first shiur on the topic of shlichus, which is a long, long time ago. But ETF is going to give pshat number one. Go ahead. What's pshat number one? Machlokes Rav Shila and Rav. This is the Chazar of pshat. Go ahead. I didn't understand what you're saying. I didn't understand what you're saying.
That the guy is like, it's like the actual...
In other words, Rav says, what does Rav hold?
Rav holds that the shliach is someone who's appointed in place of you, and Rav Shila holds that it's like you're actually there.
Rav holds yada arichta, and Rav Shila, I'm going to bring back a statement we said 2 months ago. Rav Shila works with the idea that the shliach becomes the baal davar. The baal davar. In other words, who is the baal davar now that I appoint the shliach? If you assume now the shliach is the baal davar, shlucho shel adam kamoso means kigufei. He is the baal davar. So now if he's the baal davar on the kiddushin, can he also be an aid on the kiddushin?
No.
A baal davar is pasul aedus. But Rav is saying, no, he's not a baal davar. You know what he is? He's just the yad of the baal. But who is the baal davar over here? The Baal is the Baal Dover, and if the Baal is the Baal Dover, then the Shliach is just a vehicle, but he's not the Baal Dover, and therefore he can be an aid. That's the simple shot in this Machlokes. Everyone holds Shuchos Al Kamoso. What's the significance? What's the meaning of Shuchos Al Kamoso? Does it make you into Baal Dover or Yada Arichta? And that's the simple Chakir. But I'd like to maybe take it another way, another direction, go a little bit right over here. Yes, sir.
Before you just do that, it's like within this thing, can you explain how at what point does the shliach become the aid? What exactly does it mean?
I will. Let me just, when we get to the Ritva, which is going to be momentarily, we're going to get deep into that and the nature of this aid is over here. Okay, but that's shot number one. Now, pshat number two, I want to take a little bit of a tour through a Gemara in Maseches Makos. Very important Gemara Makos. And Irving, you know this Gemara called, Baruch Hashem. But let's take a look at the Gemara Maseches Makos. I am going to look at the Mishnah quickly, but then we're going to really look at the... I'm going to say the Mishnah outside. But the Mishnah, and a very famous Mishnah, Avimet, Moses' Mishnah called as well. Excuse me? No. Nice try. No. No! The Mishnah in Maseches Makos notes that the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Al Pishnayim Oshlosha Eidim Yakum Davar. So the Gemara wants to know, why does it say two and three? And basically the Gemara has a lot of different, the Mishnah has a lot of different limudim, but basically saying that when it comes to Eidus, two or three or 100, it's all the same. And that the definition of Eidus is a kat of Eidim. The minimum amount of Eidim that can be members of a kat is what? Is two. But once you have a kat of two Eidim, I would say now you're Ne'emana's bucket is full. You have full Ne'emana's. So if I have a kat of two versus a kat of 100, what's the din? It's the same. Why is it the same? Because it's all a full bucket, meaning it's not two versus 100, it's a kat of complete Eidus versus another kat of complete Eidus, and that cancels each other out. And therefore, okay, so that's one thing we learn. Another thing we learn is, let's say I have two Eidim, and one Eid in this kat is pasul. So how good is this kat now?
Not
good, because I only have one Eid. But let's say I have four Eidim in the kat, and I pasul one, just like two, one of them is pasul, is going to knock out the kat. So two, nimsa echad mehem karva pasul, kulan betelim. Good? Okay. So it's really, really important, therefore. Once you have that principle, for a lot of different nafka minas, it's very important to determine when is the moment that we establish a kat to be a kat of Eidim. At what point are they called a kat? For example, you see 100 people see Reuven murder Shimon. Is that called a kat of Eidim? What determines when you have a kat? There are at least two strong possibilities. What are the two strong possibilities of what is koveya when you determine the kat eidim? Irving? Either shas re'iya, and shas re'iya is koveya the kat. Alternatively, is eidus, is shas hagoda, is that when they give testimony, they come into court as a kat, that is going to be koveya the kat. Maybe they testify, toke de dibra of each other, they come into court to give eidus together. That is koveya the chalos shem kat. Two different possibilities. Kat. How do you translate the word kat in English? I like the word set. A set of eidim. A kat of eidim is a set. Good?
How do you spell kat?
Huh? Oh, you bluffed me. What? That's what I assumed. When anyone's doing this with his fingers, I assumed. Okay. Weiter in Shas. So let's take a look at the Gemara Maseches Makos for a moment. So, Rabbi Akiva Omer, I'm going to turn the page. We're learning the second page. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo Ba Hashlishi. Okay? So, you have a din of nimtza echad mem karva pasul. One eid is pasul. They're all pasul. Now, this is one of my favorite Gemaras in Shas, I must say. Anytime I have the opportunity to learn this Gemara, I get excited. So, what I want to say the following Shas. One eid is pasul. They're all pasul. Yes? Okay, so I pick up my gun. I aim it dearly at my most beloved Talmud. And I fire. Okay? Now, Baruch Hashem, a successful hit. Baruch Hashem, a successful hit. Okay? So he's out. A lot of Eidim. Baruch Hashem, no gamblers, no nothing. They're all kosher Eidus. So they want to convict. They want to bring us to court. So the Gemara says, wait a second. There's one aid roer that is pasul aedus in this halakha group. Who is that? The victim. The victim. Because did the victim witness the avera?
That's what the avera is.
Ah, very good. So the Gemara says, he
is it the mice or the cholera?
Ah, yafet. You're in hitting range. Gavaldik. So comes along. So the Gemara says, harug yatzil. Let the victim be an aid, nimt, and he's pasul aedus. Why is he pasul aedus? No! Because he's a karav la'atzmo. He's a baal davar. And therefore, he should go ahead and... Stop! I know. He's dead. Shot. Rabosai, what is the maisa hamachayiv? What is the maisa hamachayiv?
The actual killing.
The shooting is the maisa hamachayiv. Now, in order to be chayiv for murder, there's a tznai. What's the tznai? That it has to die. But the maisa hamachayiv is not the death. It's the shooting. Did the victim see that? The victim possibly saw that, and therefore he should be able to say that's a shot. So the Gemara takes this kasha very seriously, and the Gemara says, "Amalei Rapapa la Abaye, Elamei Ata Harog Yatzil." That should save Nimsach Men Karv Apostle. So the Gemara gives an amazing answer. Harog Yatzil. Let the victim be Matzil. The Gemara answers, no, must be a case of kishahargo me'achorav. So it must be that he shot him in the back. Because if he shot him in the front, he saw it, and he'd be able to save him. Shot him in the back. That's what the Gemara says. If you shot him in the front, you can never be chayav misa. That's what the Gemara says in the Havamina. Gemara brings another case, sodomy. I don't want to explain that. Sodomy. And the Gemara says, when he did the sodomy from the back. Okay? And that's sodomy. Fine. Then the Gemara goes, Viter. Wait a second. Not just Harug Yatzil, but what about Horeg Yatzil? Well, I saw the murder. And I'm not a puzzle. I'm not a kosher aid. Why?
Because
I'm a karav la'atzmi. So I'm a pasul aid. So good, even if I shot him in the back, the rotzeach is a pasul. So that should, I'll go ahead and invalidate the kat. Shah. Nice try, Tzadik. Tosis es da kash. But not the Gemara. The Gemara now says, ooh. So amale yokum dover. Al pishnayim edim yokum davar. What does that mean? B'mekayme davar hakosuv medaber. That's an important line of the Gemara for our sugya. Why is it? What's the answer to both of these questions? Harug Yatzil and Horeg Yatzil. When do we say nimsa echad mehem karav upasul? So the Gemara says b'mekayme davar hakosuv medaber. Rashi explains yokum davar. What does that mean? Al pishnayim edim yokum davar. Who are the people that are the mekayme davar? Who are the people that are the mekayme davar?
That
are asserting whether this person is going to get killed or a nefashis, or whatever. Al pishnayim edim yokum davar. That's the edim are the mekayme davar. And Rashi explains velo osei davar. Meaning to say, when I killed Ploni, am I an aid puzzle, or I'm not even an aid whatsoever? So Rashi's telling you, a baal davar. If you're a baal davar, you're not an aid. When do we say Nimsa Echad Mem Karu Pasul? When do we say Nimsa Echad Mem Karu Pasul Kulam Betalim? Is when you're, not when you're kosher, when you're an aid who's pasul, but a player in the case. If you are the victim or the murderer, then you're not a what? You're not an aid. And if you're not an aid, then do we say the rule of Nimsach Men Karva Apostle Kolom Betalim? You're not an aid. You have to be a apostle aid. You have to be a apostle aid. And for example, you can ask this Chakira, if a Katan witnesses something, is the Pshat the Katan is a apostle aid? Or is Nishkain aid? Is a woman a apostle aid? Or she doesn't have a Haloshim aid? Is a Gentile a apostle aid? Or he is not an aid? A Russia, a Mesache Bekubia, a Karov, they are Adim that are Psulim. That's the Chiddush of Rashi. What's the relevance to our Sugya? So maybe the relevance is as follows. Let's explain the Machlokas Rav and Rav Shila, perhaps in another way. The question is the Shliach a Baal Davar? Because if the Shliach is a Baal Davar,
then
he cannot be an aid. He cannot be an aid. If he's not a Baal Davar, then he can be an aid. So comes along Rav Shila, and Rav Shila is telling you, either because of what we just said, because the lumbus we just said, by shlucho shel adam kamoso, he becomes a Baal Davar. And as a Baal Davar, a Baal Davar does not equal aid, not an aid. The question is, what makes you into a Baal Davar? And maybe that's what they're arguing about. What makes you into a Baal Davar? Everyone agrees shlucho shel adam kamoso. And everyone agrees Shulchan Kamoso is Kikufei Damia. That's not the Machlokas. But what turns you into a Baal Davar? Possibility number one is if you are the Oseh Hamaisa. If you did it, you are doing the Kiddushin. The Maisa is your Maisa. Then you're a Baal Davar. And then a shliach is not an aid. You're doing it. You're a player. The word I'm going to use is you're a player in the chalos. Okay? You're doing it. So by definition, you're a Baal Davar. How can you testify about your own action? It's you. So how can you give testimony? Alternative shot is maybe to be a Baal Davar, you have to be a nogeya badavar. You have to have a negia. How do you translate negia in English?
Connection, relevance,
relationship. Shaykh! That's the English. You have to have an interest in the case. You have to have skin in the game. Does the shliach have an interest? He doesn't. This is not his wife. He's not, one second. And therefore, says Rav, what makes a Baal Davar is you have skin in the game. I'm going to share with you a Chiddush.
Your own?
Does the victim have skin in the game?
Yeah.
I want to share with you a Chiddush. Which parsha is Ritzicha founded? I know Aseres HaDibros, but it's found elsewhere. It's found in Parshas Mishpatim. In Parshas Mishpatim, in the Parsha of Nezikim, you have the din of Ritzicha. Nezikim. Which sefer in the Rambam's Yad HaChazaka is Hilchos Rotzeach? It's in Nezikim. In other words, and in Nezikim, there's a plaintiff and there is a defendant. There's a claimant. Who is the claimant, so to speak, in a case of Ritzicha. There's a claimant. In American law, in American law, in a case of criminality, you know, murder, it's New York versus. It's the state versus. In Halacha, I believe, in Lumbus, is Ritzicha is the Avia Vos Hanazikin, and there's a, and the Nirtzach, he can't bring you to court because he's dead, but the Nirtzach is a Baldover. Is a Baldover, and he has a Negir. There's a Negir in that in the case, and that perhaps is an alternative shot. Once I'm going to say it one more time, and then I haven't started Shir yet. This is all Hagdam. The alternative shot we're suggesting, again, one more time, is that the Machlokes, everyone agrees, it's not a Shlichus issue per se. It's not about Shlichus on Kamos, everyone agrees, Kegufei Damya. The Shaila is a Shliach called a Baldover. And how do you define Baldover? One possibility is if you're a player in the case, you're a Baldover. You're involved in the case, you're a Baldover. The other possibility is, no, to be a Baldover, you have to have an interest in the case. You have to have a Negia in the case. You care about the outcome. The outcome matters to you. You're married, you're not married. You're involved in the case itself. A Shliach is an agent. I understand. I understand. Okay, that is the introduction to today's shir. Now let's move into the real topic I want to talk about. This Hakdama. Yehuda, you're the best. You're the best, and you have a lot of hatzlacha in all of your future endeavors. Now we go weiter in the Gemara in.
Are we
going to
be continuing based off this?
We go weiter in the Gemara. I'm back into Makos. So now the Gemara says, okay. Now, how do you ever convict someone? Someone's walking down the street, and they see a murder. He's walking with his brother. So two brothers walking down the street, they see a murder, so you're never going to be able to convict because there's always going to be relatives, this, that, and the other thing. So the Gemara says, Heichi Amrinan Lahu. So what do we see about these people who saw a murder? So Amar Rava, Hachi Amri Lahu. We ask the Aden, when you witnessed this murder, what was in your head? Lamechzi Asisu? O La'asude Asisu? Did you just come to like, you're a bystander. Ooh, this is cool. Someone's getting murdered. Wow. Let's watch and gawk like the rubberneckers on the highway. There's an accident on the other side, but I'm stuck in ridiculous traffic because, ooh, that's interesting. Let us stretch out our necks and rubberneck to see what's going on the other side. Always good to see smashed vehicles. Joe F1. So that's Lamechzi Asisu. Do we say no? Lasudi Asisu. They came to. They want to give ages. Iami Lasudi Asisu. Name segment card. Paul's ages and betela. Iami Lamechzi Asisu. My Yasa Shnei Achas. Shorab Achas. Shargas on Efesh. And how do we paskin halacha karebi? Okay. So we ask the Aiden. What are you coming for? Did you come to what?
Watch.
To just watch, or did you come to give ages? What does that sound like? In terms of, if I'm asking the question. When are we koveya the shame cut?
When they testify.
No. I would say Shas Re'ia, but what was your intention? Shas Re'ia. If your intention, Shas Re'ia, was to be an aide, then you are an aide as of. Because if they don't come into.
But when you see it, what's the difference between your intention and seeing?
Because again, if you're not testifying, you know, the fact that the point is, once they see it, l'shem edus, then that's going to pass the cut. If there's a brother there, it passes the cut. At Shas Re'ia, in other words, they're not royal edus from the time of Re'ia. If their intention at Re'ia was,
why does that make you not royal edus?
Because you have a cut of aid, and that includes psulim.
No, I'm saying, why does them not having intention, the two brothers, they are only watching, they didn't have intention to be aided, why does that make them not royal edus? If they want to say, like, hey, we actually saw this murder, why couldn't they still?
The answer is yes, they saw. They are eye watchers, but they're not eyewitnesses. Okay.
Vayter and Shas. Now I'm ready for the Ritva.
When they look, they need to be...
They need to look with a design of Eidus. Now, please open the Ritva. Very... Now, Rabosai, if I'm going to tell you, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, this is probably the most famous Ritva in all of Maseches Kiddushin. And it's critically important, halach lamais. So you want to know this Ritva. Ritva, Kiddushin, Daf Mem Gimel. I'm going to read the Ritva inside. We're going to go through it together. And I want to highlight why this is such an important Ritva. So the Gemara, I'm on Mem Gimel, Dimas Itmar. Itmar, Rav Amar Shliach, Lekidushin Nas, Eid, Mai Tama, Imishin Dolomar Le Havli. Havali aid elamiata ki shisha b'nei shnai v'lo amalo mata aid hakanami lo dahave kiddush. Okay, so if I were to ask you right now, do you need yichud aidim when you get married? From out, no, I didn't say aid yichud. Yichud aidim. Do you need to designate the aidim? Atem aida. What's the answer? You don't need yichud aidim. That's what Agamar says. Mufurish, black and white. Says the Ritva perish. Havadai lo efshar. Deba mamon hu. Deba inon atem edai, kedei shelo yomal meshata ha'isi bach, also asbia as atma sisi. About the kiddushin, the lekalameima kol chad mehane lo ba inon atem edai v'chein hilchasa. Says the Ritva. When do I need to designate edim? In mamonos. In mamonos, you need yichud edim, because if I'm having a fight with Latinic. And the tinnik says, pay up the 100 check. And I say, what are you talking about? And the tinnik said, the 100 check. And I say, what are you talking about? And he says, the 100 check. And I say, all right, the tinnik, get out of my face. I'll give you the 100 check later. And two witnesses heard me say that. And they say, oh, Isaacson admitted that he owes him 100 check. Because he said he's going to give it later. Now, did I really mean to admit? What am I saying? What am I doing? I'm going like this. I'm trying to flick him away. So that's the easiest way to flick him away. I'll give it to you later. But I didn't mean it. So in order for the Aiden to testify about Mumminus, you have to appoint them as Aiden. I'm hereby admitting my debt. Atem Aidai. Then it works. But otherwise, I might just be cowed. We speak. But do we give? Do we go down on a knee and give women a ring and say, Hare at Mikudeshes Li, flippantly, wantonly, without being serious? Now, yes, I know there are some tragic stories. But fundamentally, if a person is giving his wife a shavah pruta, a girl shavah pruta, and says hareat, his intentions are clear. And now if you have unassigned eyewitnesses, it's good. You need edim, but they don't have to be assigned. That's the chiddush of the Ritva, and he says the chen hilchasa, it's an open gemara, our gemara. Kiddush memkim. But now says the Ritva an amazing chiddush, which is going to be really relevant to all our marriages. Miu. Kol heicha sheyesh ba also maimed k'shem u'psulim. I'm in the Ritva. Miu. Kol heicha sheyesh ba also maimed k'shem u'psulim o krovim. But anytime you have at the wedding, at the kiddushin, k'sherim, and psulim, and krovim, tzarech liyachid edei kiddushin. Di'ilo, kevan di'ika eid pasul b'neyem, edus kulam betim. At every single kedushin that you're ever going to be at, they're going to be edim psulim. You can have relatives there. You might have a gambler or two. I heard a story, crazy story, at a wedding. I wasn't there, but I heard this story from a reliable source. I think I heard it from Rav Schechter, maybe. They called Rav Schechter up to be an aid kedushin. He's kosher. And then they called someone else up to be an aid kedushin. And he didn't get up. They called him up. He didn't get up. They called him up. He didn't get up. And finally they got the hint. He wasn't going to be an Eid Kiddushin. He wasn't coming. So they called someone else up. They came up. They lived. They got married happily ever after. The next morning, The guy who they called up was a chashuv person, apparently, in the community, but not so chashuv. Was, like, convicted of embezzlement, of some kind of bad financial thing. And he knew it was coming down the pike. If he's an aide, he'd be apostle aide. So he didn't want to be an aide, but he knew what was coming down the pike, and he didn't want to create problems, so that's how that was handled. In any event, you have a scenario of certain situations where you're going to have Eidim Psulim. So when you have Eidim Psulim in the group, in the audience, then says the Ritva, you need to say Atem Eidai. What does Atem Eidai basically do? It says, you are my Eidim to the exclusion of everyone else here. Because if they're included, then they are Eidim Psulim. Now you'll ask me a question. Rabosai. Well, you're not asking me a question yet. Let's read one more line, and then you'll ask me a question. Va'af al gav de amri lemechzi asinu. V'chi amrin and hasen d'amrin lulu lemechzi asisin olasu di asisin. V'yam lemechzi asisin tiskayim ha'edus. If you ask the average Joe who's at that wedding, your grandmother, your grandfather, your cousins, your this, your that, and you ask them, were you here just to watch or were you here to give edus? Are they eyewitnesses or are they eye watchers? They're eye watchers. So if they're eye watchers, what does the Gemara Maka say? You know, they're not apostle in the cut. So ask the Ritva. Then why do you need to be Miyachid Eidim? After all the uncles and aunts and everyone else, they're all eye watchers, not eyewitnesses. You don't shouldn't need Eidim. They're not Eidim.
You can't make that assumption. Maybe somebody does have
Maisha Latinic. Don't be a Balabas. Don't be Balabatish. Not interested. Not interested.
Straight on why you're tired.
Yeah.
Why you're tired?
Yeah. Balabas. Okay. So says the Ritva. When do we say this svara? Lemechzi asisu la asude asisu. And if it's you're just an eye watcher, then you're not going to be pasul edus. So he says that's only hainu bedine mamonis ubedine nefashos. She'ein ha'edus miskayemes ad sheborin lebeizdin. V'shas ri'iya lo chashiva edus. Aval hacha bekidushin ein ha'edus ba la'ames ha'davar bilvad ela afilu yad'ina da hacha kushta de milsa shekitsha eina mikudeshes b'lo edus ve'ein lekidushin kiyum below edus, ugzeres hakasru, the kaven dekain shas maisa, who shas edusan, etc. What is the Ritva saying? The most important Ritva in Masechus Kiddush. What the Ritva is saying is, when it comes to dinim mominus and dinim nefashos, what is the role of the edim? What's the role of the edim? The role of the Eidim, these Eidim that are eyewitnesses, does their role stop right now after the witnessing?
No.
What are they going to do? They're going to come into court and give Eidus. And what is the importance of that Eidus? What's that Eidus doing?
It's verification.
It's what we call Eidei Birur. It's clarifying what happened, and then Bezin will take action in Dinei Nefashos, in Dinei Mamonos, based on what happens. Rabosai, when are these Eidei Kiddushin getting into court?
Never.
The answer is never. The answer is never. The role of Eidei Kiddushin is not Birur, is not Levarer, to verify what happened. And in 20 years, when this couple has, someone says, no, I'm married to her, I'm going to pull out those Eidim. No, that's not their role. Their role is what we call not Eidei Birur, but Eidus Lekiyum Hadavar. What does Eidus Lekiyum Hadavar mean?
They establish
solemnize, create the environment of seriousness that triggers the Das Kiddush. They are Eidei Kiyum. Are they going to testify ever?
No.
They're never going to testify. And since they're never going to testify, what is the critical moment of their Eidus?
Shasri'iyah.
And if that's their critical moment, even if they're just eye watchers, that's all there is. They have a Chalosh Shem Eid. And therefore, says the Ritva, what do we have to do? You have to be Miyachid Eidin. Because every watcher is now a potential eye witness. Because the Shasri'iyah is Koveya, and as a result, I have to set aside the Eidim. And every single wedding you're going to go to today, these days, we're going to go ahead and the Masada Kiddushin, you're going to call up the Eidim, and then the Masada Kiddushin is going to ask the Chassan, do you appoint these Eidim as your Eidei Kiddushin to the exclusion of everyone else in this room? And he's going to say, Atem Eidai. Even though this is an unbelievable Gemara. So if I asked you, the Gemara Kiddushin says, Mefurish, Daf Mem Gimel. Do you need Eidei Yichud? And if you're learning Gemara B'Kis, you're going to learn Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel. And you say, I don't need Eidei, I need Eidei Yichud. I need Eidim, but I don't need Yichud Eidim. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Yeah, Bamed Bar Mamur, when do you not need Yichud Eidim? If you're doing, you're going to Las Vegas and you're eloping and you have two Eidim, you don't need two Yichud Eidim. Anyone with us, that's fine. But if you're doing a modern day wedding with mishpachas and everything else, says the Ritva, Yichud Eidim are critically important. Otherwise, Nimsa Echa Mem Kav Apostel Kulam Betelim, and we always do Yichud Eidim based on this Ritva. A little more to talk about, but we will stop here. Have an excellent day. You should do another condition. If your Eidim are